الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى for having protected us over the past few days and throughout our lives to be able to experience what we are at this very moment. We've completed, alhamdulillah, the 15th night's prayer of Taraweeh and the 14th day of fasting. May Allah accept and may Allah preserve us for the days ahead and for many years ahead. But that He allows us the strength of will and purpose and character to be in constant progress all the time and drawing closer and closer to Him, becoming deserving of His pleasure and mercy in this world and the next. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Surah An-Nur was completed tonight, and thereafter Surah Al-Furqan, and thereafter Surah Al-Shu'ara, and we started with Surah An-Naml, the ant, which we will continue with, inshallah, tomorrow night. And tomorrow night, by the way, is the last that we will be doing one and a quarter juz. Tomorrow night, inshallah, completing the 20th juz, inshallah, thereafter one juz. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. True light and clarity as far as our minds are concerned, the nur of our minds, and clarity as far as our hearts are concerned, what we desire for. Clarity of purpose and true nur is only endowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We search anywhere else for this nur, we will be wasting our time. Allah says, whomsoever Allah deprives of nur, then for that person there is none at all. At all. فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُور. Those who know Arabic will know that the indefinite nature of the last word nur here is emphasized by the particle min. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bestow or grant nur, فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُور. Then that person has no nur at all. People can dolly themselves up. People can go for facials, no? People can go for whatever. There's men that also trim their eyebrows now. All these different things and the plucking, whatever else. They can come if they die, but that's superficial. The nur that Allah endows comes from within. Naam. And it's nur of purpose, nur of the mind, nur of the heart, nur of character. May Allah grant us true nur. Ameen. Because He's the ultimate source of nur. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Al-Furqan means the criterion. And one of the names of the Quran is Al-Furqan. Tabaraka alladhi nazzal al-Furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil'alamina nadhira. It's as if the chapters are building up to Shu'ara. Because in Shu'ara, there's a sequence of events mentioned over time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us something. This is very, very important, especially for the period that we are in. Because people speak about Ramadan and the hadith, they quote about the first 10 days being of forgiveness and the second 10 days of mercy and the last 10 days of being freed from hellfire. May Allah make us all of those. Ameen. However, the start of Furqan as a build-up to Shu'ara is, blessed is the one, Allah, who has revealed the Furqan on His servant. He has revealed the Furqan on His servant, the Quran. And through it, truth is made distinct from all that is false. Al-Furqan, the criterion. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Reveal the Furqan to His servant, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, liyakuna, so that servant, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may be lil'alamina nadhira, so that he may be a warner to the worlds. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a bashir as well. It's coming, inshallah, two nights from now. Bashira wa nadhira, one who gives glad tidings and one who warns. You with me? There's a balance. Naam. We are yearning for Allah's mercy and we believe that He's all merciful, but we do not take advantage. We realize as well that He is independent And He is Almighty. And He does not need anyone. Rather, we need Him. And therefore, the build-up, you must have heard it a few times tonight. Allah mentions nations, and Allah mentions how they responded to their prophets. And all the prophets were saying was, Fattakullah, develop taqwa, umensa, wa ati'un, and obey us. Because we don't ask you for any remuneration, nothing dunya we hear. Our reward is by Allah. And then they addressed specific aspects of their nations of the time. Understand? But at the end, there were people who believed, the minority always believed. The majority did not believe. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا Most people did not believe always. Most people were not grateful. Most people didn't use their aql, their intellect. Allah says at the end, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ Verily, in that is a sign. A sign for who? For us. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Most of them were not believers. And then Allah says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ Verily, your Lord is Aziz, is Almighty. But then he ends with hope. But it's also Rahim, all merciful. The balance must be there. The balance must be there. Yes, we want to, we are fasting. And I mean, Allah accepts. But we must not become bitter people. We can't be doing the same things over and over. It takes time. And we need to hear these reminders again and again. For me, myself first, obviously. May Allah cover all our flaws and faults. May Allah make us better. May Allah make our private lives better than our public lives. Because we do not want to be hypocrites. But that balance, that balance, that balance. So Surah An-Naml is a new chapter. We'll discuss a bit of that tomorrow, inshallah. But this year, go over Shu'ara. It's powerful. It really happened to Musa alayhi salam and his people. Pharaoh and all of them, no matter what they had, they were all drowned. Then Nabi Ibrahim and his people. And then Nabi Nuh and these people. Nabi Hud and his people. Ad, no matter how strong they were. Nabi Salih and his people, no matter how strong they were. The Thamud. Nabi Lut and his people, no matter what they did and how bold they were, and Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Lut, it was only him and his two daughters, not even his wife was with him. Ya salam. And then a few believers, and then Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. Nabi Shu'aib has a nickname amongst the prophets. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam gave him this nickname. It's in hadith. Tabarani, Tirmidhi, the others. He said, Nabi Shu'aib, Dhaka khatibul anbiya. That is the orator of the Anbiya. He tried in different ways to speak to his people's minds and their hearts and again, but you know what was their problem? They were sucked into this dunya, wealth. Nabi what? Shu'aib alayhi salam's people. So a test, may Allah guide us, na'am, and protect and pardon and guide the way ahead. At the end, there's always a warner. مَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنذِرُونَ We destroyed people, Allah says. But we did not destroy them except that we had sent warners to them. Dhikra, as a reminder, there's no force. My grey hairs, Haji, is a warner for me. It's a warner. The Quran is a warner. My teacher is a warner. Me witnessing the passing of someone else is a warner. The Messenger is my warner, like Allah says. The Quran is a warner. I have no excuse at the end of the day. Because Allah says, after all He mentions of the nations, what happened? And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shayyabatni Hudun wa akhawatuha. Surah Hud and its sisters have given me more grey hairs than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. You know what that means? Surah Hud is also where Allah mentions how the nations passed by and what happened to them at the end. Wa akhawatuha, any other surah where there's also sequencing of nations and how Allah destroyed them, like Surah Al-A'raf, and likewise here Surah Al-Shu'ara. And Muhammad often took this seriously. Took it so seriously that whenever the wind used to start blowing stronger in Medina, he used to get worried, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to go into the masjid to make extra salah. Because he used to worry because this was a reality. Allah can if Allah wants. Huh? But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his presence was a rahmah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ His presence was a rahmah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ Allah will not punish them while you are amongst them. Allah said this regarding the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still he used to worry because he took this seriously. We have to take this seriously. Dhikra. Allah says it's all a reminder. We did not destroy them except we sent warners. And no matter what you think, Allah says. Because people will think this. Our nafs will say, who can I have visit? Or shaitan after Ramadan will tell you, who can I have? Allah says, وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ We did not oppress anyone. People oppress themselves. the end of Surah Al-Furqan, where we had the beautiful sajda. Check it up. Allah speaks of, so Furqan, chapter 25 of the Quran, the end. Allah describes His true servants. May Allah make us of His true servants. And He refers to them as what? وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the servants of the All-Merciful. He's Almighty, but He's All-Merciful too. Do things to make us deserving of that mercy. They walk humbly on the earth. They do not want to dispute salama. They spend their night in extra prostration. They pray for protection from His displeasure. They spend moderately. You know, they do not waste, neither are they miserly. They do not make shirk. They do not take people's lives. They do not commit zina. They do good deeds and they repent to the extent that Allah says, if they do all these things, you know what? Because no one's an angel. Allah says, these types of people who try their best, they walk humbly, they offer peace, and they're prostrating extra at night. When they do good deeds, or when they repent and they do good deeds, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Besides forgiving their bad deeds, Allah replaces the bad that they did with good in their name. Imagine you come on the day of Qiyamah, Allah make us all of those people who get surprises on that day. Surprises. Will we open our deeds and say, Ya Allah, but I can't remember doing this. Allah say, nee. Jy tawbah gemaak. Dis skryf as 'n goeie daad in jou plek. Ya salam. You made tawbah, so we replace that bad deed with a good deed. Besides forgiving you. Wa kana Allah ghafoor rahim. But وَمَنْ تَابَ, we can't just say أَسْتَغْفِرُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ, no. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, we must make tawbah and then do good deeds. Make tawbah and then do positive actions. Make tawbah and then try to improve on our lives. That is the key, the secret. The people, they don't witness falsely. They, when they hear the ayat of the Quran, they what? They listen. They do not turn a deaf ear and a blind eye. And they pray to Allah, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. We say dua, amin to this as well. There's a request that we make dua for a lady who is celebrating her 93rd birthday. 93 years old. Ta'isa Khamit. From the Khamit, Basir and Dali families. May Allah grant her health and strength. Yes. Allah grant her health and strength. They're always surrounded with the loved ones. And bless her with His mercy. And guide those around her family to serve her well, because she's the barakah in the family. Naam. And then our brother as well, Anis Khamit, who's always here as well. It's his birthday too. May Allah grant him many good years ahead. Khair and barakah and lots of success. He's writing an exam also soon. May Allah grant him success and taking him from strength to strength. And all our other, so Ibrahim is not here, and Amanullah is writing also tomorrow. Amanullah is writing an exam 5:30 tomorrow evening, Haji. Dear Bukate, Allah grant success. And die man weer, en wees leid elke dag nou examen, exams. Allah grant health and success, and all success to our students. But we make dua, as Allah notes here at the end, that the ibadur rahman, they ask for certain things. What do they ask for? رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah, grant us coolness of our eyes, grant us contentment through our spouses and through our offspring. Grant us contentment through our spouses and through our offspring, and make us leaders for those who have taqwa. Ameen. A believer is not afraid to be a leader. But make us leaders, Ya Rabbi, for those who have taqwa. Because those who have taqwa will help us as well lead better. Naam. Those who have taqwa will always have Allah at heart. Naam. Allah says, those are the people that you just own al-ghurfa tabima sabr. Those are people who will be granted lots of rewards and palaces and homes and all, because they persevered. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةَ وَسَلَامًا. And they will be received with greetings and peace. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَةً مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمُقَامًا. وَصَلِ اللَّهُمْ وَسَلِّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى سَيِّدِ مُحَمَّدِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. اللهم طول عمرها في طاعتك. اللهم طول أعمارهما في طاعتك. وبارك لهم وإيانا في أرزاقنا. ويسر لنا في جميع أمورنا في الدنيا والآخرة يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وأنت الكريم من يسر. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحي على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفى على الإيمان. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.